Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm in the Alfarma booth, and with me is Lance Fox, and we're going to talk a little bit about Alfarma's Reach, Teach, and Learn program. Tell me what that is.
Reach, Teach, Learn is a fledgling program this year, launched and sponsored by Alfarma, and we've tied it in with a project by the USDA known as Ag in the Classroom. Essentially, the program is designed to reach out, hence the term reach, to our youth, elementary, high school, college level students, you know, our future leaders of tomorrow, to just kind of promote agriculture awareness. Too many times as a veterinarian, I hear that chocolate milk comes from a brown cow from our youth. And I ask, you know, where does your meat come from? And they say the store. And there's a lot more behind that. And so it's nothing to do about products. It's simply to educate our youth that, you know, agriculture is a good thing, and it opens a lot of doors for people. And so really it's just about reaching out to the youth.
Well, and it's also about reaching their goals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for me as a veterinarian, the ag industry has opened up a lot of doors for me. And you don't necessarily have to be in the ag industry to have doors open, but I do want to convey that this is a great industry. There's a lot of opportunities out there. You know, I'm a veterinarian. We have nutritionists and consultants, all kinds of facets in the industry. And so it's really not just this mindset of growing crops and milking a cow. You know, there's a lot of different things out there for our youth. And so it's certainly done that for me.
Well, and it's not just your professional goals, but personal goals as well. I understand you reached one of those goals this year, yeah. Summited Mount Everest.
Yeah, that's correct. It was essentially a 12-year dream for me that became reality this year. And I've told people that had I not grown up in the dairy industry here in central Wisconsin, had I not become a veterinarian, had not practiced, then got into the industry and became a technical service manager with Alfarma Animal Health, you know, this door would not have been open this year for me. And so, yeah, with a little bit of luck and some effort, I stood at the top of the world on May 21st of 2009. So a great, great moment for sure.
How did it feel, really?
It was a very surreal moment. I got to spend 30 minutes on the summit. It's hard to explain to people. Your mind may not quite work as well at 29,035 feet, but you know you're there. You've accomplished your task. Still got to get down. The summit's kind of the icing on the cake, if you will, and luckily I have all my fingers and toes with me again. But very surreal moment to know you can't go any higher in the world, essentially, under your own powers. So, you know, I donned my Wisconsin cheese wedge at the summit, which I was proud to do. I hauled it all the way up in my backpack. My father had passed away when I was a young boy. He was a young man. I took some of his ashes to the summit and spread those. So I had certainly some personal things. And then lastly, Alfarma was my sponsor of the trip. And again, had it not been for their you know, their drive behind me, the teamwork behind it, it wouldn't have been possible. And so, of course, I displayed our banner at the top of the world, too. So great, great moment.
That is really exciting. When you now in the Reach, Teach, and Learn program, do you tell kids about that experience?
Yeah, I do. In fact, what I've done, and we'll actually be doing it today at the veterinary school, my alma mater here in Madison, Wisconsin today, I spend some time with the Reach, Teach, Learn, introduce the program, make them aware of it, ask them to check the website out, and then I break into the topic of my Everest presentations, if you believe you can achieve. And I try to build a story of we all have dreams. Sometimes we don't go after those dreams, and we've gotten into a society of I can't, I can't, I can't, when I think we should be saying I can, I can, I can. And so it's a message of teamwork, working hard, making some sacrifices, and again, if you believe you can achieve.
And now how can people find out more about the Reach, Teach, and Learn program?
Yeah, we have a website. It's appropriately named reachteachlearn.com. Pretty simple to remember. But go to the website. There's an essay contest targeted for high school students. There's a video contest targeted for college level university entries. And there is some scholarship monetary values put to those contests. And so we really just want kids to get out there and learn more about agriculture.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Lance Fox, here at the Alfarma booth at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.